launch in here in hour number three of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's get right into your calls. Adam is listening in Ohio to WAIS. Hello, Adam. Adam, going once. Adam in Ohio, going twice.
Hello?
Hello, Adam.
Yo, hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I just heard your show here for the first time. Usually don't listen in the evenings. It's pretty cool. I heard you all talking about the Free State Project.
Yes, sir.
That's the first time I ever heard about that was at this revolution rally with Ron Paul and all these people in D.C. a few weeks ago.
Ah, excellent, excellent. They said they did a lot of outreach there and passed out a lot of flyers, so I'm glad
it got
in
your
hands.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, probably every 15 minutes someone was like, move to New Hampshire.
Fantastic.
It was pretty cool. They got center stage for a little bit. That was the first I'd ever heard of it. But
I know they're going back out to, I guess, the Ron Paul convention that's going on across from the Republican convention. They're going to be hitting that with a bunch of flyers and outreach. So, of course, just for our listeners that are just tuning in that maybe also have never heard of the Free State Project, it's a movement that's encouraging 20,000 liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty in our lifetime. So it's a wonderful, brilliant idea. That's why Mark and myself joined. And we are early movers. We have already moved to New Hampshire. And, you know, if you love liberty and you want to do something about it, this is the place to be. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, you know, several things on the mind always. But I'll tell you one thing I wanted to ask you all about. I saw in the USA Today several days ago this full-page ad. It was about these new coins, these presidential coins or whatever. And the curious thing about it to me was, you know, it said on it that it was legal tender and all that in the picture, but it said that it was coming from the World Reserve. And I'd never heard of the World Reserve. I mean, I'm quite familiar with, like, the Federal Reserve and central banking and things like that.
Yeah.
But I was not familiar with it said the World Reserve Monetary Exchange. And it was interesting because I get into debates with people sometime about the nature of central banking, and people say, oh, that must not be right. It's part of the government, you know, all that.
Right. They don't never even question it for themselves.
Right. But right there, in big, bold letters, it's like a disclaimer. It says, this private world monetary exchange is not affiliated with any government agency whatsoever. So it's like a disclaimer on the thing, and I'm showing it saying, all right, here you go, in big, bold letters. You know, it's saying it, but... But anyway, the curious thing about
it
is
because they can't make legal tender. You're right. I mean,
I'm familiar with the 1913 Act and all that, and I don't agree with it, obviously, but I'm just saying, even if you accept that at its face, what's up with this World Reserve?
So it actually says legal tender on it?
In the picture, they're selling these coins in what they're selling them. It's like a special deal or whatever, and it looks like a bar of gold, right? But it's not. But on the bar of gold, it says never circulated, you know, these new coins, and it says U.S. legal tender under it.
Yep.
You know?
Okay, I'm on their website right now, and something's up with your cell phone. I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and call us again sometime. We certainly would absolutely be happy to talk to you again with a better connection. But I'm looking at this World Reserve Monetary Exchange website here, and it does seem to be some sort of private organization selling gold and silver, and they are minted at the mints at the U.S. Government's minting facilities,
and
so there's some sort of they got some sort of deal with the mints to sell stuff for them, I guess.
Right, and I can totally understand why some organization would want to be as tied, you know, that sells coins or things that look like coins. They'd want to be tied in as closely as they possibly could with the government. It just adds legitimacy to their coins, or whatever they are, pieces, whatever they are.
So there you go. So it's not a federal government, it's explicitly a federal organization, but they're tied in, so close enough for me. I won't be buying anything from them. 800-259-9231. Thanks for bringing that to our attention, Adam. Let's talk to Jimmy in Michigan. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
Everybody's talking about how you got to get independence and this and that, and you don't. What you got to do is you got to play their system.
What do you mean by
have
that?
Have to. Well, what I mean by that is Sharon Rainier, a good friend of mine, is running for United States Congress. She's running as a Democrat.
Okay.
She's using the system to get elected. She's really a libertarian. She's really a free thinker like you and I.
Okay.
And she's using that to get as a venue to get elected. And that's what we got to do, because you just can't get elected as an independent. You can't get elected as a libertarian.
Sure. If what you're trying to do is get elected, then that's not
right.
a bad
Ron
idea.
Ron Paul is doing the same thing. Ron
yep.
Paul is a libertarian. Has he failed?
He failed.
Did you see the Associated Press article today?
No.
It was in the newspaper.
Ron Paul's president?
No. Ron Paul's not president, but he's making trouble for John McCain because the Western states are all for him.
Right.
Like New Mexico, Nevada, and all these other places. And he's making trouble, and that's a big deal. To be able to make trouble for them people is...
I think it's unfair to say that Ron Paul failed. I mean, Ron Paul has made it as high as the U.S. Congress, and that's
good. Oh, absolutely.
And his campaign brought the ideas of liberty to a lot of people, got a lot of people wound up.
That much is true. I only was suggesting he failed at actually getting the nomination for the presidential
At this point, that's so, unless some weird surprise comes along.
But that said,
right.
I mean, your strategy we're seeing some the political people here in New Hampshire are seeing some success with that particular strategy.
And we're having a great success. She is probably going to win on August 5th. In our primary.
Hey, you know, if
you
want to play
the deal.
As far as playing the political game is concerned, if they want to infiltrate the Libertarian Party, then there's nothing wrong with infiltrating the Democrats and the Republicans and running as a an undercover
right.
candidate, so to speak. And as I said, the New Hampshire political guys have had some success with that. There's a Free Stater, for instance, who ran as a Democrat, and he got elected in the 2006 elections. A number of
awesome.
More, other Free Staters will be doing it here. So that's why I say that the political guys here in New Hampshire actually have a shot at making some difference. And I want to thank you for the call here tonight. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. As we go on to Dan, listening in Maine. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dan in Maine, going once.
Hey,
Dan?
How are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. I just wanted to let you guys know how much I appreciate the show. As of a year ago, I was pretty much, very socialistic in my views and thought the government could do no evil, And, after getting into the show, just basically after every episode and every other episode, became more and more free market, anarcho-capitalist, and just totally inspired me,
Thank you for that. I appreciate that, and I'm glad to hear it. It's always nice to hear from people that, this show has made a difference in their lives. It's kind of funny. When you're in this business, the talk radio industry, if you read the talk radio publications and you go to the conventions, there's this overarching theme that you hear about the world of talk radio as far as its influence over things in the world around us. And they always say that, don't get into talk radio if what you want to do is, for instance, influence an election. You can't have any sway over stuff like that. And I may actually agree with them on that particular statement. But the kind of the general idea that they're promoting is that you as a talk show host cannot influence people as far as their belief system is concerned. And I totally disagree with that. Maybe they just mean elections, but I kind of get the feeling like don't get into talk radio thinking you're going to significantly change anything in general. And clearly that's wrong when it comes to this show, because we've had so many people call us. Some come from the socialist side, some come, from the fascist side, and they've told us these wonderful stories about how we've made a difference for them, and I think that's great. And it's not us. We're just the guys out spouting off a message that we borrowed from many great people that came before us.
Right. It's an easy message, too. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to pull it off.
Oh, hell no. Just a couple buffoons from Florida, managing to pull this off. And so I'm glad that worked for you. And if you had another comment, hang on. We will bring you back something else to talk about besides lavishing us with praise. More coming up. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include the bulletin board system, wherein you can get interactive with a lot of our listeners. You can read over 375,000 posts and enjoy. And some of it's, well, it's for adults. But you will have a good time. Lots of fun stuff, serious issues as well, all being discussed over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're remodeling your kitchen or your bathroom, you're going to need knobs, you're going to need pulls, faucets, sinks, towel racks, all those things. You can get them at innerknobs.com. I use them, and I couldn't have had a more pleasurable experience. If you go to innerknobs.com, that's INTERKNOBS, you can save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. It's innerknobs.com. You get friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and a lot more. Surprisingly, a lot more. Innerknobs.com.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go back to Dan in Maine, who had called to tell us that we helped make a difference in his life when he discovered Free Talk Live. He had a socialistic viewpoint and started, I guess, questioning your belief system. Dan, was there any sort of particular moment or issue that kind of flip the switch for you in the other direction, or is it just kind of cumulative over time? Nothing you can point to?
I think it was about the same time that I was listening to Free Talk Live, and you guys started to talk more and more about the Ron Paul campaign, and I got about as involved in that as I could, handing out business cards and whatnot like that. That just really set me off and towards, you know, liberty and pursuing it, you know?
Yeah.
So you would say the Ron Paul campaign also played a role for you?
Yeah. I wouldn't have known about the Ron Paul campaign had it not been for Free Talk Live. So
I see you're there in Maine. You have any plans to move a little west?
Actually, yeah. I'm currently not able to move to New Hampshire due to, like, financial restrictions, I'm still able to go sign up at the Free State Project. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Correct. And the Free State Project is a long-term project. I mean,
yeah.
I wish it would be done and over with the end of this year, but, you know, reality says that's probably not going to be the case. The Free State Project, for those that don't know, is a movement of 20,000 liberty lovers moving to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty in our lifetime. But the time frame for that to happen is, first, the project has to reach 20,000 members. It just crossed the 8,500 threshold, I think, a few days ago. So we're not even halfway there yet.
Yeah.
We're over a third of the way, but not quite halfway there. And so it's going to take a little while to get to 20,000. Of course, it's up for debate how long that's going to take. Some people are suggesting, you know, we could have the signups could shoot up at some point after, you know, people start to find out about the project more.
Yeah, that's the tipping point.
Mark has a plan to get the job done in a relatively short amount of time if he can get his hands on a list of Liberty people
trying
to call them. So there are different plans and ideas out there. But either way, it's going to take probably another year or so at least. I mean, that's being really optimistic. Some would say, you know, 5-10 years. And then once 20,000 is reached, then there's going to be a 5-year window in which those 20,000 people have to move to New Hampshire. So it's a long, drawn-out project, but all of that said, if you have the ability to move sooner, you absolutely should. The activism that's going on here in New Hampshire is unprecedented. It's not happening anywhere else in the world, to my knowledge, and we really are getting the best of the best, cream-of-the-crop activists here, and they are getting active in ways that I have never seen happen in my entire activist career. So it's really just stunning what is going on here in New Hampshire, and the more you hear about it, the more excited you're going to get, and the more you're going to want to be here. I mean, we're going to have 1,000 Free Staters in-state by the end of this year because of the first 1,000 pledge. So that's a pretty big step right there.
And that's the ones that have signed up, or, you know, actually report themselves.
Right.
And I suspect we have more than 1,000 here currently.
Dan, any other thoughts for us tonight while we've got
I have one more question. I'm in college and just doing online courses, and I'm kind of financially strapped. I'm wondering, would it be against principle to use, like, the financial aid or the federal loans that are, you know, they're subsidized and they have lower rates?
For college students?
Yeah, for college students.
Yeah, this is one of those things that I almost completely overlook. I'm of the opinion that, you know, it's impossible to get a college education without taking these loans, as far as I can tell. You know, and I say you pretty much have to.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, as you touched on earlier, Mark, the entire banking industry is inherently federal. So whether you're getting, you know, the loan from a bank down the street or the school or wherever, whoever it is that's providing that loan, that money's coming from the federal government, and it's inherently tied to the system. So if you're getting a discounted rate, I don't really see that as being anything that's significantly different from just going down to the bank or going to the school and getting it through them or whatever other means there are out there. And, you know, you could always point out that you've been working for X amount of years. You've paid into the system, so this is just your recouping.
And you certainly will pay into it as time goes by.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's a loan. You're paying it back. That's a little more principal than just taking money, which that's what I did. I mean, certainly I wasn't as informed as I am today when I was going to college. I got the you know, the Florida Bright Futures Scholarship or whatever, and they paid for you know, my community college. So yeah. I'm guilty of it as well, taking the 30 pieces of silver.
And especially the loans, you know, I mean, they make this magic money, and then they give the banks the ability to, you know, get it at whatever rates they feel like, and they give such advantages to banks. They keep competition out of, you know, free market competition in the banks. You have to sign up to the Federal Reserve and be one of their franchise banks. You know, so, I mean, when they're playing with their magic money, I don't get too, you know, upset if you take some loan at 2.3% or whatever.
Hope that answers your question, Dan, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231 as we continue here and talk to Mac, listening in Montana to KGEZ. Hello, Mac.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I hope I'm not bothering you guys too much, but every now and then you guys get me going here up there. And,
it's never a bother hearing from people that care enough to pick up their phone. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, I was going to talk about Ron Paul, and I was going to say, you know, Ron Paul won New Hampshire. You know, y'all know it. I'm sure you do.
As long as
there's no trail, there's no paper trail on the vote count, then who, like Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes.
That much is true, and it's a good point. You're absolutely right. Ron Paul did not win by the official vote tally, but they did uncover evidence, some real damning evidence, that the voting could very easily have been tampered with, and there was evidence that there had been tampering going on.
It was like here in Montana, you know, I mean, Ron Paul had that thing sewed up. But every time you stuck, I was there at the one voting booth, and every time you could tell everybody, you know, it went in there and voted for Ron Paul, because the damn machine, when you put the paper in, it almost was like a washing machine out of balance. It would just walk across the floor trying to get the, you know, reprogram that thing and come out the other side.
I'm not sure what that evidence is or how damning it is, but certainly there's been a lot of evidence of voting fraud. And as you say, those who control the money and the votes are going to be in charge, and they are. And we can only just sit here and look and point it out. And if they change their process, then great. But more coming up. Thanks for the call, man. This is Free Talk Live.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's pncdistributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free. And those features include the live streams, broadband and dial-up versions, both free at freetalklive.com. It is the cure for naked, jumptees.com. Get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at jumptees.com. Now that's jumptees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped at jumptees.com. Pants not included. Jumptees.com is not responsible for customers not wearing pants. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk about the SWAT team that was honored for raiding the wrong home. But first, we go to Rick in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, lots of things. Am I on? Can you hear me?
You are on the air.
Okay, my phone's, I'm on a cordless. It's kind of running out, so... What if a person can't pay their credit card debt? What are the ramifications there?
Well, currently or in Ian's magic world of no government?
Currently.
Okay. Basically what happens is the credit card company gets louder and louder demanding money, but they rarely come after you as far as from a legal standpoint on unsecured credit just because it's so unsuccessful. But you know, it's certainly going to ruin your credit.
Okay, yeah, because I pretty much was free until I started using these credit cards, and now I'm on the treadmill. You know,
how much debt do you have?
About $7,500.
$7,500. I think that's about the average as far as what people have.
I wouldn't shoot my credit down over $7,500 personally.
You're talking about bankruptcy?
Yeah. I wouldn't do bankruptcy. I wouldn't do one of these. I don't think that I would be ready to do one of
these.
Yeah,
that's kind of my position too. I was just kind of sometimes it gets to the point where interest gets so high and then you can't pay it.
Sure. What I would do is I'd call them and look, either I'm going to have to go with, bankruptcy, I'm going to have to go with one of these credit, companies or something
okay.
like that. Unless you can
I agree
me.
With you. Let's skip to a different subject, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sure. How about the District of Columbia? Now, is that in America or is that a a different country.
It's a federal zone. I mean, the entire thing is federal. The representatives, so-called, are actually basically the people that are in charge of what laws apply to D.C. So it's not really in any of the 50 states, so it's its own little area.
Okay, so is there any way to isolate them and say, hey, you got to stay in your little area, and we stay in our little area?
Well, that would be nice. I think the best way to do that would be to say, you know, for instance, if you had enough people in your area that wanted to reject the federal government, then you could, I mean, if you, from the political side of things, Mark, here's something where politics could actually be useful, in that you could fight governments against governments. So if you had your people in a local government and the feds wanted to come in and, like, you know, raid a medical marijuana dispensary like they do out in California,
yeah,
you could send your cops out to your local cops to go and actually defend your citizens against the federal government. I mean, in theory, that's doable. Would anybody actually do it?
Well,
no. That remains to be seen. But it's a good idea. As far as locking them in D.C., that would be a little bit more difficult. But keeping them out of your area, that's a possibility. Thank you for the call tonight, Rick. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As we go to Jack in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the previous caller tweaked my interest intensely here. The District of Columbia, known as the United States Corporation, was actually bankrupted by FDR by executive order. I have a copy of that in 1933, April.
Mm-hmm. And I heard this.
The United States Corporation, when old Ben Franklin told some woman, a republic, if you can keep it, he failed to explain the import of the statement, which is the Barr Esquire attorney promulgated statutory legal system is all predicated upon the bankruptcy of 1933, and they have summarily placed everyone without their informed consent authorization, which is a violation of corporate trust law principles, full disclosure and good faith. Under commercial law, you'll see your name in all capitals. The guy called in about credit card debt. Well, it turns out, fellas, there is no valid consumer debt obligation unless it's a private contract where we actually have a valid meeting of the minds.
I think it's an interesting perspective what you're saying there about, you know, the issue of credit card debt and whether or not it is real. Certainly what you're saying is based on fact. I mean, the fact is the monetary system in the United States is all a big scam. It's fiat currency. It's money printed from thin air, and that's what they're lending. They're lending fake play money, but everybody believes it's real. And there are these people out there that they operate this process that they call redemption, which it seems to me is a very, very dangerous process. And I don't know if you're one of them, but the idea there is that because the monetary system is bunkum, you can, you know, write some magic words on, you know, accepted for value or something like that on the bill or something. There are places you write these magic words, and then supposedly these credit card companies will just wipe the debt off the books. But it's always promoted by these, you know, patriot, as Mark Stevens would call them, P-A-Y-T-R-I. IoT patriot people that want to charge a bunch of money to teach people how to do it. And then, of course, inevitably, when these people try to get out of their the debt that they've gotten into, all that really does is just bring attention to them, because they are, I mean, it just doesn't work. And, you know, you did say you did understand that when you buy things with a credit card, you were going to have to pay it back. And these people that believe in redemption seem to think that you can just go and get a bunch of credit cards, charge them up, and then, you know, write it all off and make it all disappear.
Plus, it seems wrong to me.
Yeah, it is wrong, because those companies are providing you with products and services, and they, you know, they're not getting they're not getting compensated for that.
Well, tell me, what is this? I'm not into this. You called it redemption.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the first I've heard. I had a friend who had a subscription to a South Carolina based organization called the Aware Group. So the Aware Group published you know, I guess monthly newsletters, I got a 13th anniversary issue is what it is, and they explain intimately that process. The loan, if anybody in the audience, including you guys, if you have a checking account,
mm-hmm.
okay, look at the signature line because, you know, variously we've heard sign on the dotted line. So I kept looking, where is this mysterious, evasive dotted line? So I took a magnifying glass just on a whim, and I scoped the signature line, and there it is, abracadabra, miniature dot matrix, authorized signature. Now,
yep.
why would they disguise authorized signature there on the signature line?
You are absolutely telling the truth. The signature line, what appears to be an actual solid line on your check, is actually microprinting. It's true.
What's microprinting mean?
Microprinting, meaning you can't actually read it easily with your eyes. You actually have to get, as he's saying, a magnifying glass, or if you've got really good vision, hold it really close, and you may be able to actually see this.
X-ray vision.
But what are you getting at there? Go ahead and explain.
Okay, well, here's the bottom line. And I'll have to call you back when I've got the actual report in my hand so I can recite specifically from the United States Code, Federal Reserve Banking Regulations.
That'll be riveting. Please don't cite code on this show. It'll put me to sleep, and I'll have to you know get rid of your call.
Okay, no, but in essence, what it says is that the Federal Reserve Banking Regs prohibit institutions from loaning from their own assets. So what they do when you sign on the dotted line, what you're actually authorizing is the creation and use of non-legal tender currency, which checks, credit cards, bank drafts, lines of credit, those are all non-legal tender currencies. Okay, and they are prohibited. When Alan Greenspan was interviewed by Leslie Stahl, was it, a year ago?
Well, legal tender. I'm confused. I've got questions. Hang on. I want to bring you back for this. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, you can go and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can also become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And there are a number of other things you can do to help us out. You can go and vote for the show. Now, voting happens once a month, and it happens for you once a month, but it goes on all month long, where you can go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Now, Mark, you told me earlier today that the second place show was closing the gap on us and may actually have surpassed us.
It was very, very close earlier this afternoon, and I don't know what I'm going to see when I pull this up here. We are in second place.
Oh,
so behind by 6 votes. So what we really need,
we've got 4 hours to
2 hours
come back.
Oh, it's
I think it's Pacific. Well, I know it's at least till midnight, and I think it's probably Central or Pacific time. So it may be 4 to 6 hours to wrap this up, but soon we need people to go and vote.
It's not 6 hours until midnight and Central time.
Oh, you're right about that. I'm getting my math wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, we need six. We need 10 votes here, right quick. Otherwise, we're going to end up in second place this month, and that's not. You know, it's not where I want to be when I am talking to potential advertisers. I am selling advertisements that are solely podcast oriented, and it just looks so much better to be in first place than second. So, you know, if you're listening right now, go out, get some friends,
yeah,
whatever. You know, go online, IM people, get some people to vote for this, please.
Head over to vote.freetalklive.com, and even if you do it tomorrow, it'll still help us in next month's voting. Of course, we'll remind you tomorrow as well. Let's go back to your phone calls. Jack is on the line in Michigan, and you're telling us, Jack, about the monetary, your view, or at least one organization's view on the monetary system, talking about how checks, actually there's a microprinting line of, the signature is actually microprint, which isn't really a secret, it's just interesting. It actually says on the back of my checks that, you know, where that MP logo is, it is a microprint line. And, yes, you can hold up a magnifying glass to it and see what it says. And you say that it says something like authorized signature. Is that right?
Yeah. Miniature dot matrix, I call it.
Now,
it says authorized signature. So,
now, what was it that you were trying to get at there? We were, rushed
right
out into the next
okay,
to that last
so,
break.
Since Congress and president, every president since 1913, which committed constitutional violations by allowing a foreign private de facto corporation, FedRes, to subjugate the entire country via the monetary system.
Right, okay? The Federal Reserve.
And since it's not backed by gold and silver, what is? What is backing it? So,
no, not a damn thing.
So what they do is they come along and say, it used to be I forget what year it changed, but it used to say on the Federal Reserve note that this is legal tender and redeemable for equal value of silver dollars.
It's true. Whatever. There used to be silver certificates, and that was around the 30s when that started going out. I think it was 1934, was somewhere around there.
Yeah, and 33 was the year FDR, by executive order, declared bankruptcy.
Coincidence?
Yeah. So what happens is the authorized signature, and remember, whenever one applies for whatever loan it is, you first make out an application, then that has to be approved. Then they bring you a promissory note or maybe a deed or trust, deed of trust or mortgage. And then you sign that, of course. Well, those, once you sign there, and I'm pretty sure it's the same thing, a dotted line situation, your signature on that note makes it a negotiable instrument. And that means, as a negotiable instrument, it can be the same as legal tender cash currency. And the only legal tender cash currency that's been approved officially is Federal Reserve promissory notes. So what I'm getting at here is people think the banks or whatever are loaning money. Well, number one, it's not money. It's currency. Number two, when you apply for it, because of this process, the actual contracting borrowing party is creating the funds that are then presumed to be loaned, and then the bank engages in extortion when they defraud their client customer of principal and interest, because that client customer created the funds, and their bookkeeping records actually prove that, because the bank takes that negotiable instrument promissory note and they deposit it as though it was a cash deposit, and then to make their books balance, they create an offsetting credit entry of exactly
it's
same
all
amount.
Funny money. I mean, the whole process and what you're talking about here, and it's very confusing. I have a very basic grasp on what it is that you're discussing, but you're kind of discussing the internal workings of how the banks work with the Federal Reserve in order to create money from thin air. You're pointing out that not only can the Federal Reserve create money from thin air, but it has also authorized a process that involves you signing on this line or whatever, that essentially authorizes the banks, the end level banks, authorizes them to create money from
right.
thin air.
And I haven't been able to get this, I haven't been able to verify this in my own life and my own research.
Where did you get the info from? What, you said some organization?
Yeah. In fact, recently, because of my being a night owl, I heard, starting a year ago, KDKA Radio out of Pittsburgh, a 50,000 water, interviewed some guy by the name of Bob Plimpton. And I guess he had a relative, George Plimpton, who was some sort of a political activist author back in the 60s. And so I went to the bookstore, and I found the book that he wrote, You Were Born Free, Now You Can Live Free. And he explains, he's got, it's called The 10 Modern Myths That Shackle Us Without Lawful Basis.
You know what you should do? I'm curious as to what those 10 myths are. Maybe you could email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com and pass those on, or maybe call back periodically and share some of those myths, because I'm quite curious about it, because we're out of time for tonight, and I thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
It's an interesting discussion. Hard to wrap your head around it, but maybe if we can, look at it again further in the future, we can start to really understand what it exactly is that that he was getting at. Because, like I said, I've got a very basic grasp on the idea of what they're talking about, but not much more than that. Fascinating, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I can verify it. It seems to me that the Federal Reserve makes the money, introduces new money into the system via, they have their little treasury bonds or treasury bills or whatever they are, and they sell those.
We know the bank can create money from thin air because of fractional reserve.
They get money in and then therefore have more money, yeah.
No. They get money in, and they can create up to X amount.
Sure, but then why do they have to get you to sign a check?
I don't know. That's part I don't really quite understand.
Yeah.
Let's go to the AMP line and talk to Mark in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, dude?
I just wanted to call and sort of give kudos to Sam, or I don't know, just make sure he knows that people out there appreciate him. Sam from Texas.
Sam from the Obscured Truth Network at obscuredtruth.com, doing great work.
That's the one. I recently, in the past week, I got a speeding ticket, which was my first one. I am one of those foolish people who owns a car in New York City. I don't drive it much, but I was taking my roommate to the airport. But anyway, so I got my first speeding ticket, and naturally I was, you know, upset and, you know, just distraught. And, you know, so you go through that whole realm of emotions, and then you start deciding what you're going to do. And I think, you know, before I had heard from Sam, you know, I probably would have opted to that, you know, just pay it because it's just not in New York City, especially it's just not worth the effort, you know, to do anything about it.
You're not going to reform the system there, that's for sure.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I've gotten many parking tickets, and, you know, and the deal with those is you just plead them down. You can get them reduced just by, you know, writing a letter, you know, things. So, you know, but with a parking ticket, your option is to go to court, and, you know what you're facing there.
With a speeding ticket, right.
With a speeding ticket, right, which is a, you know, a criminal offense, essentially. So I just found myself, you know, in a sort of moral dilemma, not knowing what to do. And, you know, I went online and started. And the ticket itself lists a, you know, it says you're in violation of this random number they write in. And I was, you know, my first thought was, well, I'll fight this, you know, the old-fashioned way and look up the law and see the loopholes and get the cop on the stand.
You've got,
you know,
30 seconds, Mark.
Okay, well, anyway, my main point was that all of this whittled down to the fact that I decided it was completely useless. I might still fight the ticket, but it finally persuaded me to sign up for the Free State Project.
Wow. Congratulations. So Sam's outreach, Sam's videos have persuaded you to sign up for the Free State Project. I think that's excellent, and I thank you for the call tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Join us then, and we'll talk about the bad cops at that time. See you tomorrow night.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With oil at all.